Netanyahu heads to D.C. Now is the time to expand the circle of peace. By Joshua Klein on July 6, 2025. Before boarding his flight to Washington, D.C., on Sunday for a meeting with President Donald Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that Israel stands at a historic turning point, ready to expand the circle of peace far beyond what we could have imagined. On the tarmac at Ben Gurion Airport, Netanyahu described the trip as both strategic and symbolic, aimed at solidifying Israel's recent battlefield victories and accelerating a new diplomatic momentum. "We have already transformed the Middle East beyond recognition, and we now have a chance to bring a great future to the state of Israel, the people of Israel and the entire Middle East," he said. Netanyahu emphasized his intent to personally thank President Trump for his strong support during Israel's 12-day war against our mutual enemy, Iran, a campaign he called a tremendous victory made possible through close coordination with U.S. leadership. "Iran had set out the goal of destroying Israel. For years, we feared what we would do about Iran and whether we could overcome Iran," Netanyahu said. "Our heroic pilots have flown in the skies of Iran," he added, praising the efforts of the IDF, Mossad, and the entire security establishment. Netanyahu also highlighted Israel's broader military campaign across the region, pointing to successful operations that crippled Hezbollah's infrastructure in Lebanon and delivered punishing blows to Hamas in Gaza. These fronts, he noted, had posed long-standing threats to national security, threats that the IDF, backed by intelligence services and the wider security apparatus, was decisively overcoming. Acknowledging that these successes bring new challenges, Netanyahu underscored the need to preserve Israel's advantage and remain vigilant. "This creates great responsibility and opportunities," he said, stressing Israel's obligation to preserve the achievement and prevent Iran from renewing its nuclear weapons program. Turning to the Gaza front, Netanyahu acknowledged Israel's substantial progress but underscored that the mission remains incomplete, with 205 of 255 hostages freed, 144 alive, 30 fallen, and 20 still held, and expressed his determination to bring every one of them home. Netanyahu made clear that Israel will not accept any ceasefire or hostage agreement that allows Hamas to retain control in Gaza. He emphasized that the security of Israeli citizens demands a complete break from the pattern of violence that has plagued the region. "No more kidnappings, no more executions, no more invasions," he said. "The only acceptable outcome is the total removal of Hamas's ability to operate, both militarily and politically. Gaza," he stressed, "must no longer be a launching pad for terror. Hamas will not be there." The prime minister laid out what he called three missions: the release and return of all hostages, living and fallen, the destruction of Hamas's capabilities, and ensuring Gaza never again poses a threat. "We've achieved and will achieve all those things thanks to the courage of our warriors," he said, "along with the resilience of the Israeli people and as a result of the correct, courageous decisions that we took thanks to the support of the citizens of Israel for the People's Army." Asked whether a hostage deal is imminent, Netanyahu replied, "We are working to reach this deal under the terms we have agreed to." He confirmed that Israel's negotiating team was sent to Doha with clear directives, adding, "I think the conversation with President Trump can certainly help advance the outcome we are all hoping for." This visit will mark Netanyahu's third meeting with President Trump since his re-election, with additional talks scheduled alongside top administration officials, congressional leaders from both parties, and key policy influencers. Joining Netanyahu aboard the wing of Zion aircraft was U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who told reporters ahead of departure, "I don't want to make any predictions, but I expect it will be a good visit." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.